Go.
The video is enough for me. Good morning. When I was, the subject I'm speaking on is spring into Pesach. I'm not taking responsibility for everything written on the sheet. It says Rabbi Shaul Strom. I've never been known as that. My father always says the easiest place to go to for Hetamir Abonim is start the day the fairway. Way. Pasuk, it's Shem. When I get to it's Shem, we're coming very close to Pesach.
Oh, yeah.
The pasuk in Shmos says, "Hayoyim atem yotzim b'chodesh Aviv." Today you're going out. When the pasuk starts speaking about Yisrael, it says, "Today you're going out b'chodesh Aviv in the months of spring." Says Rashi, "V'chi lo yodin be'ez chodesh." Did we not know? Did they not know when it was going out? They look outside, see what the weather's like, assess what the season is, and then you'll know when you're going out. See how worthy you are, Kal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu aptly waited for them to go out on Dafka during the spring. A day when it wasn't too hot for them, it wasn't too cold for them. A day when it was perfect for Klai Yisrael to go out. A day where they weren't escaping under the storm, under the cover of storms, or whilst it was sweltering hot that no one could go outside. Rather, they went out on the perfect day that was suited for Yisrael Mitzrayim. The Sephorno says, furthermore, that every year when Ma'abed Hashanah, always on Chodesh Adar before Nisan, in order that it should always emerge, Chodesh Aviv, that the spring month comes out on Pesach. Now we have to understand why this is so imperative that Pesach falls out, has to happen in the spring. Now just as a Hakdama, the Maharal already says this for all the Yom Tovim, and the Kedushas Levi is also brought to have said this, the same thing, that unlike by national commemoration days of other nations, when we commemorate past events that have happened, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, we aren't commemorating the fact that there was once Yetzias Mitzrayim. What rather, before the Maisa actually happened, already the world was created with certain Oiras, that this was a time of Sugal for Yetzias Mitzrayim, this was a time of Sugal for Pesach, this was a time of Sugal for Sukkos, and we go through the laps, and each time we pass the start line and the finish line, and we go through Pesach, and Pesach occurred because there were Oiris of Pesach around, and the Kedushas Levi says, that's why it says, Bayomim Ha'im Bazman Hazeh, we make, in our listing, we say, thank Hashem for Yomim Ha'im Bazman Hazeh. Why? Because it happened in those days, and happened in nowadays as well, in exactly the same vein, exactly the same Kufa, exactly the same Bechina as it happened in those days, it continues to happen nowadays, seeing as it's not merely a commemoration of what previously occurred. If this is the case, so we have to understand why is Pesach so synonymous with spring? Why does it need to happen that Pesach falls out during the spring months? And the Ramban says furthermore that the mitzvah of Leman Tizko, which we've all been hearing about, Leman Tizko is Yom Tizko, where it's Yisrael, it's a mitzvah, we say it during Kiddush, we say it during Shema. This mitzvah even goes on the pasuk of Hayom Atah Yotzim V'Chodesh Aviv. The chiyuv to remember that we came out dafka in the springtime. What is so important about the Chodesh Aviv? There's a machlekas in Rosh Hashanah, Yudalef Amudalef. The machlekas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer says, B'Tishri Nivra Ha'olam. And Yeshua says, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Rashi says in the Pasuk Al HaTorah that Oviv comes from the word Av. And the Sfarim say that the words come from Av Yud Beis. It's the head of the Yud Beis Chodoshim. Now, Lachaira, it would make sense, the other way around, it would make sense if Hashem was creating the world, if this was the start of something new, it would make sense that you start where you first need to put in the effort, if you first put in the Siva during the winter months, at the beginning of the year, you first plant and toil, and you first put in all your efforts in order to enjoy it in the times of spring, in the times when it's less hard. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the start of the yearly calendar in spring, in the time when everything, when the blossoms are already out? It seems to be that everything is already there. It seems to be that it's regardless of our effort, something's already, there's already hashpah, there's already shefa in the world. Why was it created in that time? And even the Torah, when the Torah says, even with the shittas that the Torah says, Tishri Nevar Olam, when the Torah speaks about Chodesh Tishri, it says, B'Chodesh Hashvi, B'Yachad HaChodesh. So you see that the Torah always talks about Nisan as the beginning of the year. So we have to understand this idea, why Chodesh Aviv seems to be the effect. The world seems to start with the effect rather than the cause of the effect. To explain this, I'd like to go a bit further back. I'd like to ask another question and go a bit further back to where we see the first introductions of Pesach, and everything will seem to make sense. The first introductions of Pesach, just like the year starts, just like Pesach is synonymous with Chodesh Aviv, the first month, the introduction to Pesach began with Avraham and Goyim, with Avraham Avinu. The Pasuk said, Avraham was told by Bris Ben Avsarim, that he was going to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. He then asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bamo Eida Ki Yerushenu, how do I know that my children are going to be Zoicha? To get Eretz Yisrael to be zeicha to the shefa. Answer that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ki gei yezarcha be'eretz lo lahem va'avodim ve'inu oisim arba me'yishon. You're going to be in a land. You're going to be afflicted in a foreign land for 400 years. Va'achra kein yitzu berchosh gadol. Now this conversation, Lachari needs what was Avraham's kasha b'mo'eda ki yirushena. And what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer? So, I heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, he says, an amazing story, that Avad Avraham Avinu knew that there was going to be a time where Klal Yisrael are going to have to undergo the makings of how it's possible for an Am Yisrael to become Aman Nivcha, Eved Hashem. However, Avraham Avinu was asking, I understand myself, I went out, Lech Lecha Me'atzcha, I went out for myself, I went out, I looked at the stars, I looked at the Kechavim, I looked through all the Avodah Zarah, and I found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I can understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me Eretz Yisrael. However, the future generations are going to know it for themselves, are going to know it from their forefathers. How are they going to be Zeicha to be able to get Eretz Yisrael? On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and they're going to undergo the affliction. But the reason is because of the Bris Ben Avsarim. The reason is because of the momentous occasion that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are their forefathers. Because of the Zchus Avos, your children are going to be able to receive Eretz Yisrael in future years. And this was the conversation between Avraham Avinu and it was because Avraham asked, Bamo Eida, that they had to go through this 400 years of affliction. But the truth is, the reason why, the fact that they went through 400 years of affliction, any nation could have been undergone this. It was a process that needs to be. We have to become Eved Hashem. We have to undergo a transformation process to become Eved Hashem, Avdei Hashem. However, what Avraham was asking, because Avraham asked, Bamo Eida, what will I know? With that he was told that it's not going to be your children that are going to have the schus to have this specific process. To understand why we were chosen, and what was it, what was the bechina that we were given at the time, that Avraham Avinu was Mavtiach that Kadosh Baruch Hu will therefore have revealed that we will always be zeicha to Geula. We're going to go back to the word Pesach, the Shem Pesach, the Yontuf, as everyone knows, is called the Yontuf of Pesach. And Rashi when he says Asher Potach Avisenu Abot Mitzrayim Vespotenu Hitzu. And Rashi says in the Pesach, what does the word Pesach mean? Al Shem Hadiluk. It comes skipping, springing, jumping. Now, Lachira, everything we've mentioned, everything everyone knows about Pesach. Pesach seems to be the mamish, the richest Yom Tov of the year. It's the year that everyone comes together. We speak about the Yesudas of Emunah. We speak about how important it is for how Klal Yisrael was made, how we were chosen as the Am HaNivcha. And this is all Ke'ilu encapsulated in the words jump, skip, and hop. These words, which are repeated, though the Maharal says that it means davache derech diluk ukfitza. The word Pesach all means to jump and hop. Now you understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the houses, but how does this seem to define the whole Yom Tov in one shot? So the Medrash Shir Hashirim says, Kol dodi hinizeh bo medaleg al ahorim mekapitz al agvois. Hello yudichsi. When it's speaking about Pesach and it says Hallo Yudichsi, when the Pesach says Hashem Shepasach, Medaleg al ahorim mekapitz al agvois. And the Medrash says that the people went to ask Moshe Rabbeinu, how come it was that we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and we were Yotzei from Mitzrayim after 210 years? On that, Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Kol Dodi Hinezeh Boach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming, Medaleg al ahorim mekapitz al agvois. He's being Medaleg. He's jumping. The word to be Medaleg isn't simply the act that at the time he jumped over the houses of Mitzrayim, he jumped over the houses of Klal Yisrael. And jumped on the house of Klal Yisrael. Rather, when he was medaleg at the time, it means he overlooked where they were up to. He was medaleg, instead of judging them on a lateral level. On a lateral level, we know that God says, "But at Erev Ve'eriyah, the Malachim told Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Halolo over the Avodah Zarah, v'halolo over the Avodah Zarah." The Mitzrayim and the Yidden seem to be unable to differentiate between them. They were both on the same lateral level. They were both in Mimtev Shari Tumah. They were both over the Avodah Zarah. Al Piderach HaTeva, and if the Malachim would have been given the ability to take Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, it would have been indiscernible. We wouldn't be able to work out who was who. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Medaleg. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that once upon a time he had mentioned to Avraham Avinu, and he remembered the Zchus Avos. And because of that, he was medaleg from where they were at the time. He was medaleg on Bnei Yisrael, Vespotenu Hitzel, on the bottom of the stream, Vespotenu Hitzel, and us he saved. And that's why the Haggadah says, Lo yedei malach, v'lo yedei sorof, v'lo yedei elah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvodei me'atzmai. There were plenty of things in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim to do. He sent Malachim to smash the Daim. The whole way through Chazal Tanakh, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim for all his duties. Why over here did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do B'chvodei V'atzmai? It's because had the Malachim been given the discretion to be able to take Klal Yisrael out, they would not have been able to. There wasn't a difference between the Umos Edom and Klal Yisrael. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that could have medaleg al ahorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have jumped over, he could have gotten from A to B without the subsequent steps in between. This is what happens on Pesach. The Bnei Yisoscha says that the whole Chodesh Av is the muzzle of Chodesh Av is a tle. Av? Oh, sorry. Chodesh Nisan of it is a tle, and the Bnei Yisrael says that when the tle comes, the tle is given with its leg tied in a manner of skipping. We see that the very Yom Tov that commemorates the becoming of Klal Yisrael, the Hayoyis Am Yisrael Am, the Am HaMoyngoyim, when they became the nation, then at the time they weren't worthy of it. It was Ke'ilu, they were born into the spring. It was Ke'ilu, we never saw the steps that brought them to this situation. They were meant to Shari Tumah, and become in 1 second they became Amanivcha. The Medrash says, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, that on the night of Pesach, then Rivka went over to Yaakov, and Rivka said, Yaakov, tonight HaKadosh Baruch Hu tonight Yitzchak is going to give the brachas, and he's going to give you the brachas of V'yitan l'choy l'kim, mithal ha-shamayim v'mishmani ha-oretz. So he said, shech these two G'diyei Izzim. And everyone says over there, the Midrashim say that the G'diyei Izzim was echad l'pesach, v'echad she-pesach nechal ha-soyve, it was Leil Pesach. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that it was the night of Pesach that the oitzos hatal were opened. That the oitza of dew was opened. Now, if we look into what's the systematics of tal, as opposed to Geshem, everyone understands how it works. Geshem is synonymous with hard work, with the way life works. The it rains, and then the water's evaporated, it goes up into the mountains, it goes into clouds, and it comes back again as rain. There's a continuous flow of Shefa and going back. However, tal happens regardless. Tal comes down on the earth, regardless of whether it's hot, it's cold, it's in the desert, the coldest place, the hottest place on earth, there's always tal. Tal is the bechina of us receiving stuff, us receiving shefa without any effort. It was davka on the night of Pesach, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we were zoicha, that Klai Yisrael was zoicha, to be able to receive the tal, to be able to receive, Yaakov was zoicha, Bnei Yisrael subsequently was zoicha, to be able to receive, Yitin Lecho Alikin, Yitala Shemayim, Bishmani Ha'aretz. I once heard an amazing story about the koyach to be able to be medalik, the koyach of Klai Yisrael that we have, that there are times of the year where we have to work for all our hard work, like we're saying, Chodesh Ha'aviv, this is the time of that we came into, that we seem to receive all our efforts without putting any work into it. This is the time where the year starts with the word Av, as well as Pesach, as well as we see the whole Bechina of Yom Tov is of Pesach, to jump. That we were meant to Shari Tumah, and from 1 second to the next, we got into a Madriga, which people normally have to work years and years for. With Apidarech HaTeva, you have to work for. I saw an amazing story. It was taught me by Rabbi Sinclair, Rabbi Sameach. The story took place in Treblinka war camp. It was one night, and they were all awoken in the barracks, and they were told, everyone get up, it's time for you, we're going on a march. And they came out of the camps, they were marched out of the camps, hundreds of them, and they were marched down the road, and amongst them was the Blujov Rebbe. And the Blujov Rebbe had this small group that he was continually trying to tell everyone, Rabbi, hold on to Yiddishkeit, hold on to your life, because if you don't hold on to your life, and you give up hope, then that's the end of Klal Yisrael. He told them, imagine we're the few remaining people around. And we don't know what's happening around us, but we know that if we don't hold on to life, then that could be the end of us. And they reached, the whole group were marching, and they reached these enormous craters caused by the Allied bombing. And the Nazi guard yelled, halt. He said, we're going to have a bit of fun tonight. Anyone that can jump from one side of the crater to the other can carry on marching and go back home. Anyone who doesn't make it to the other side is going to be machine gunned to death in the pit. Slowly people started, some people made it, some people failed. And the Blues Rebbe was speaking to the people around him. Amongst them was a young boy. So he asked the boy, he said to him, the boy asked him, he said, I'm not going to jump for them like some kind of scapegoat. If I can't make it, I'm just going to walk into the pit. Rudreva said, he reminds him, he said, remember about the times, remember about how many times I've told you, you have to hold on to everything we have. I have to hold on to Yiddishkeit, and if not, if you give up hope, who's not going to? And with that, the Rudreva took a gigantic stride. He was a weak old man, and he jumped over, and he sailed through the air, and he landed on the other side. And the second after him, this young man landed right next to him. And the man asked him, this young man asked him, he said, how did you manage to do that? You don't have any koichas. He said, as I jumped off the edge of this crater, I saw in front of me my obus, the altar of the Rebbe, the obus in front of them. He said, and I, as I saw them, they carried me over. I held on for them and they carried me over. The young man, he asked the young man, he said, however, you gave up hope. How did you manage to get to the other side? He said, Rebbe, I was holding on to your coattails. We see that in order for us to be Zeicha, in order for us to be able to get this far, in order for us to on Leil Pesach, on the night of Iskadish Chag, the night where we're Zeicha to Emunah, where we're Zeicha to Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're Zeicha Ke'ilu Atzma Yeva Mitzrayim, in order to be Zeicha, in order to be Shayach to the Shefa that is given out on that night, we have to do the same process on our own. We have to be able to be Medalik. And the only, as we've spoken out, the only reason we're Zeicha to this is because Avraham Avinu was told, and Yitzchak was also given the brachos. Our obits were given the brachos. Your children are going to be Zeicha to be the ones who are going to be able to achieve. Through pure Shefa from Shemaim, without any of your own work, your children are going to be the ones that are going to be Zeicha to the Oros of Pesach. And you're going to be taken out, and you're going to be taken to the highest Madrigas without doing any work. However, in order for us to be able to be Zeicha, in order for us to be Shaykh, we need to latch in to the Koyach of our Avos. And it's not the Mikra that on Leil Pesach is the night that we... On Leil Pesach is the night where it's by Gadaton of Incha B'yemahu. Everyone sits around this table with his grandchildren and tells them what happened to their grandfathers. On Leil Pesach, on the night where we seem to be in a Moedig Ahayim Adrig without doing anything, the way we are Zeicha to the Shefa, the way we are Zeicha to be able to receive, to be able to understand Yetzias Mitzrayim, to be able to feel Yetzias Mitzrayim, is through latching on to previous generations. Because it's only because of our others, because Yitzchak was given the brachas of Tal, Yitzchak was given the brachas of Tal, which seems to be getting, receiving Tal without us doing anything, without any cycle. And Avraham Avinu was also told that the Klai Yisrael will be able to come out of Mitzrayim without doing anything. Because of that, we came out of Mitzrayim. The Leshen asks a fascinating question. He says, how come it is on Pesach that we say Halal as soon as Yontif comes in? No other Yontif do we say Halal during the night time. Why is it on Pesach, on the first night of Yontif, we say Halal? He says that we know, he says, the Torah paskens this, and the Torah says this, he says that we know that you only say Halal once you've experienced the Yontif. You say Halal on the Nisim and the feelings that we have, that we've felt the Yontif, we understand the Nisei Hashem. On Pesach, the second you come into the Yontif, we're already Shaykh to the Kedusha Se Yontif. We're already there. We don't need to, there's no work for us to be done. The only avoider on Pesach is Emunah. That you have to know, that you have to feel that Ke'ilu Atzmo Yevu Mitzrayim. The reason is because we're already there. We're already at the Madrega where we've taken out Mitzrayim. We're already at that high Madrega. We're already at the Madrega of saying Halal before we put in any koichas. Before we Ke'ilu deserve it. If that's the case, then already as soon as Pesach comes in, we're already saying Halal. That's the same reason why we wear Kittel on the night of Pesach. We haven't gone through a whole Elul and a whole Aseres to make Tshuva in order for us to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ke'ilu Bayit Ne'ilah, and say, we're there, we're clean, we're pure. We come in, we finish baking matzah, we finish eating chametz, we wipe our hands clean, we go to Shluch, we wake up, Tatak Kippah Hayim Fashil, Titan Davasa Kittel. What did we do? What did we do to be able to achieve putting on the white kittel? The answer is, we didn't do anything. As long as we're doing it because our others and because we have a continuation of Dairus, then we can put on a white kittel, poshut, because we're there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the koyach to be able to be there, to be medalik, to be Pesach, to spring into Pesach. Shkayf, thank you very much.